I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1305. Deconstruction doesn't have to happen. I'm sure we all know someone who has, quote-unquote, deconstructed their faith. They have rejected the religion of their childhood, even labeled it as evil or harmful, and they moved on to something else. They blame the church, they blame preachers or teachers, parents. They may label them as unenlightened or deceived or shallow or worse, maybe abusive. They might not only walk away from their faith or their fathers and mothers, but now some have an active agenda to mock it, warn others about it, and try to destroy it. We can all agree that there are churches and there are theologies that are harmful, destructive, even flat out wrong. But deconstruction, the type that I've described, doesn't have to happen. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. Today, deconstruction is often people who once accepted Jesus, were excited about it, they learned to love the Bible and going to church, and they started doing things for God, but then they hit a wall in life or something happened in society. And instead of working through it with God, they turned their back on God. And they found a new one. The new God might be the LGBTQ+ community or the identity culture or social justice God or the opposite political party and their movements. And they get baptized into that religion. And they study and disciple in it. And they work to achieve those goals. But the people then hit another wall because those things don't fill their soul either. This doesn't need to happen, friends. It does happen because our churches aren't designed to produce disciples, sadly. We're not designed to produce followers of Jesus. We're designed for entertainment. We're designed for education. We're designed for decisions. But we're not designed for discipleship. And there's a sanctification gap, as Robert Lovelace called it. It's not that our rule of life doesn't work. It's that it does work. And it's incomplete at best, or simply bad at worst. John Mark Comer says we need a rule of life that is a set of practices and relational rhythms to organize our lives around the three goals of an apprentice of Jesus: to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do as Jesus did. Most of our churches don't do that. We have a statement of beliefs, but we don't have a rule of life. Our only rule of life is come to church, join a group, serve, and give. And that's not enough. If and when the church intentionally finds ways for its members to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, i.e. the fruit of the Spirit, and do what Jesus did, no one will want to deconstruct from that. It will be a sweet fragrance that draws people to God. Here's the great question. What do you think is the answer to the deconstruction going on today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, seeking your guidance and wisdom for your church. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would move within us. Help us to be with Jesus in every aspect of our lives. May our thoughts, our words, our actions be centered around him, and may we continually seek his presence in our daily walk. Lord, we also ask that you would transform us to become more like Jesus. Help us to embody his love and compassion and grace. May we reflect his character in our interactions with others, showing the world the beauty of his teaching in our own lives. Father, we desire to do what Jesus did. Give us the strength and courage to follow his example in serving and healing and bringing hope to those in need. Help us to be instruments of your peace and agents of your kingdom here on earth. God, we lift up those who may be struggling with doubts and questions about their faith. Lord, instead of deconstructing their faith, may they find a deep and transformative encounter with your Son, Jesus Christ. Let your truth shine brightly in their hearts, drawing them closer to you. May your church be a beacon of hope and a source of inspiration for those who are searching for meaning and purpose. Let us love one another, and our dedication to following Jesus be a powerful testimony that draws others to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1306. In the meantime, the answer to those who are deconstructing their faith is not to blame them. Some of the faith that they learned is not the gospel, it's not good news, it's not like Jesus. The answer is not to blame them, but to show them the way of Jesus and invite them into the beautiful life of the kingdom of God. Deconstruction doesn't have to happen.